It's time now for our musings from members from the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
All right, happy holidays to all. This is old Tom Jackson, TJ from Sycamore, and I freaked out just a few minutes ago. It's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and on my DX440, I picked up WFLA in Tampa Bay, Florida, and I just wanted to know, do they broadcast on shortwave or whatever? It seemed kind of strange listening to them. Rush Limbaugh was on, and you heard local, you know, Bay Area advertisements and everything, and I just wanted to know if they do broadcast on shortwave frequency. It was surprising to hear it. So again, happy holidays to everyone there. So long for now.
Fred, this is Don Wilkerson of St. Mary's, West Virginia, calling, and it's now a quarter past the hour of 10 in the morning on the 30th of November. And we have a new station on the air, WKBZ, Washington, Pennsylvania. They were, of course, before WKEG. Now they're back on the air with a country format. Also, there is a new format change, I'm sure, that's going to happen in Cincinnati. WKRC has a computerized talking machine on, and it's counting down. I have a feeling they started from 55,000. And they're down to about 45,000 now. I don't know what the format is. I tried to call the station and nobody would answer.
Mark Marino from Long Beach here. We have a new station on the air on 1040 in San Diego. I guess it's KIRS. It's Spanish. They call it Radio San Diego. And it's reasonable here. It doesn't come in that great. It's not that bad. And it's much weaker at night. Also, KYNO in Fresno, 1300, is all Christmas music right now. Also wanted to know if Jerry Starr or somebody could find out the status of XEKAM, Tijuana, Mexico. It's been off the air since April 14th. Season's greetings to everyone on the DX Audio Service.
This is Joan Graslow listening up in Schenectady, New York, with a note about WGY. WGY, that's been on for about 70 years. The parent company that owns it filed for Title 11. And as a result of having reported that fact, which had been faxed to the media, local media and newspapers, for reporting that on WGY, Mr. Paul James, the news director, was fired. Also, Buzz Brindle, the director of programming at the station, has resigned. He says not in connection with the firing of Paul James. So we shall see what happens to WGY.
All right, this is Tom Jackson rocking in from Sycamore, Illinois. Hey, I just wanted to ask three fast questions here. Stations that that have an FM affiliate, all of a sudden now you're hearing more of them simulcasting with each other. You know, they're simulcasting, like WLS is simulcasting with their FM affiliate. And why are stations doing that? I thought that there was a rule that AM stations that had an FM affiliate in the same town couldn't do that. They had to program, do a certain amount of their programming separately, but all of a sudden now they're simulcasting. Number two, Connie, you did a real good job doing the DX Audio Service tape for November, and it, 6 years old, and you can read like that. Wow! Can you read? All righty. Move over, Fred. You got competition. And number three, have a happy, great new year to everyone at the DX Audio Service and all the members. Happy 93, everyone. Thank you very much.
Hello, this is Michael Friddle calling from Brooklyn, New York. It is now December 3rd, 1992. I won't be able to get any holiday greetings, but I hope everybody had a great holiday. WQEW is on the air. NEW hasn't changed yet. There's a whole big deal about that, which I might have to write or give a tape to Mr. Bowker or Fred Volby or something about. And it's a pretty crazy situation. I happen to like QEW for a lot of reasons. I'd like to say hello there to my friend Marty, who can give me a call, and a good friend of mine from the '60s, Rick Lewis, who I'd like to have him get in touch with me. I'm not going to give the number out over the air at this point, but my number's in the phone book in the Brooklyn directory, in the 718 area code. I'd certainly like to hear from you, Rick. And I hope all the rest of you guys had a great holiday season, and we'll be talking to you. Okay? Take her easy.
This is Jason Metal on December 3rd, Thursday, December 3rd, at 8:40. About 3-4 hours ago, WKRP 550 concluded its countdown, electronic countdown, down to zero, and they're airing an announcement saying Monday morning, coming up the new 550 WKRP with news, traffic, weather, and some other stuff, announcements like that. And they're also playing TV games from cartoon shows, funny advertisements, and just regular commercials.
Hello, Fred and other subscribers. This is Victor Schmidt from Silver Spring, Maryland. On Wednesday, December 2nd, I heard something extremely strange while doing some DX at 5:50 in the background. I could get WGR, but when it faded out, I got something that was counting down an electronic voice. It sounded like my talking calculator, 16,326, 16,325, and so forth. When I tuned back about an hour later, 15,219, 15,218. I'd looked for it again Thursday night and last night, but it was not there. It's the strangest thing I ever heard. Something counting down an electronic voice. Also, could someone tell me what they think of the GE Super 3 radio? I am thinking of getting one for AM and FM reception, and I also would like someone to tell me about the Sagian shortwave radio and the Sony shortwave 77 radio.
Call letter change at 550 in Cincinnati. This is Clarence Cordray in Canton, Ohio. At WKRC is no more, and they changed to WLW. Of course, the J-Corp Corporation bought the WKRC station, and so that's why we have the two stations with the same call letters. So we have WLW 700 and 550 WLW. The programming is separate. However, some of the personnel are sharing time at both stations. So that's it. No more WKRC at 550. It's 550 WLW 700 WLW. Clarence Cordray saying so long for now.
Hi, this is Doug Hunsinger calling from Pittsburgh, PA on December 11th, noting the return of WKZV 1110 in Washington, PA with a country format, some satellite fed and some local. Also, a little bit of a muse. I was tuning my radio last Sunday and picked up WNLR 1150 in Churchville, Virginia. I remember when this used to be WABH in Deerfield, Virginia. Very local sounding with bluegrass programming on Saturday. And it's kind of sad to me that the satellite technology that's basically saving AM is taking all of the local flavor out of it, too. At least that's what I think. It seems like anywhere you go, you don't hear that local programming like you used to. Anyway, that's it from here. Hope everybody had a happy Christmas or whatever by the time you hear this. Take care. Bye-bye.
I can't agree with that last caller more. That's one of the biggest things in my craw, so to speak, as far as broadcasting is concerned, that so many stations are getting so satellite-dependent that they actually lose track of their community and don't do anything for their local area. Those stations, as well as these little stations that are ducking out of small towns to go to bigger cities, I realize that it's a financial gain for the ownership. However, they tend to leave the smaller community high and dry. I guess that's my 2 cents worth. But then again, there's a lot of broadcasters that don't believe those words, to serve in the public interest as a public trustee. I guess no one should trust them, huh? And to answer the question about the simulcasting, it used to be a rule many, many, many years ago that you could only simulcast for a certain percentage of time, say 20% of your broadcast day. That rule, however, has gone by the wayside. And I guess to throw some more sense in the pot, in my opinion, I think that if someone simulcasts 100%, then that's a waste of a station license, and maybe that station license should be given to someone who can operate it in the public interest. Anyways, there's my 2 cents worth in. Let's get on to other things.
This is December 2nd, 1992. My dial is set to 1560 at 10 a.m. I'm in New York City.
That was the Rondo in A for Violin and String Orchestra Deutsch, listed as 438 by Franz Schubert. The violinist, Pinka Zuckerman, and he was also the conductor of the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. Well, it's a minute to 10, and as bright and early ends today, a new era begins at the radio stations of the New York Times. Right after the news with Ed Stanton, a new station will be born, WQEW, 1560 AM, with a whole new lineup of talent and a whole new format, American Popular Classics. We invite our AM listeners to stay tuned for an historical moment, and we invite our FM listeners to stay tuned for Bob Jones. And more of the timeless classical music that we'll continue to present on WQXR 96.3 FM. And following the news, Bob will be featuring some music of Handel, the organ concerto in G minor with Pinnock and the English Concert, and some Dvorak, a polonaise for cello and piano in A, which at the turn of the century was a kind of popular classical piece in and of itself. 44 degrees with a cloudy sky in New York City. This is Greg Whiteside, and a welcome to the family, WQEW, 1560 AM. Ed Stanton in the newsroom, straight ahead. Stay tuned, as always, for timeless music, timely information. These are the radio stations of the New York Times. WQXR-FM and WQEW, New York.
Here's the news at 10, sponsored by Qantas Airways. They go further. This is Ed Stanton. That's the news, sponsored by Qantas Airways. They go further. It's 10:04.
Good morning. This is Warren Bodo, president of WQXR and WQEW. Welcome to WQEW. Today we celebrate three numbers, 56, 58, 92. For 56 years, 1560 on the AM radio dial has been a resource for classical music. In 1936, WQXR AM was indeed the very first commercial classical station in America. At this moment, we bring a close to this classical music era on WQXR AM and begin a new era as WQEW, the home of American popular classics. For the past 58 years, WNEW has provided this music to millions of New Yorkers. That station's distinguished history draws to a close in just a few days. So now, in 1992, WQEW, the AM radio station of the New York Times, continues where WNEW is leaving off. We are looking forward to keeping the flame of the music glowing for years to come. So now, here to begin our life as WQEW is Program Director Stan Martin.
Thank you, Warren. On behalf of the music personalities who you'll meet in a few minutes and all of the staff here at WQEW, we are committed to uphold the high standards set by those who preceded us, including the great presenters like Martin Block, William B. Williams, Gene Klavan, Ted Brown, Ken Garland, programmers like Bernice Judas and Ruth Meyer, performers like Nat Cole, Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett sitting right here, Ella Fitzgerald, Basie, the Duke, Benny and Woody, and Artie Shaw. The writers like Gershwin and Berlin, Rogers and Hart, Gladys Shelley, and Arthur Schwartz. And most of all, WQEW is dedicated to you, the people who listen and whose lives this music touches so deeply. This is your radio station to hear the great American popular songbook and to officially inaugurate our new sound, another native New Yorker, America's greatest singer of popular songs, Anthony Dominic Benedetto, Mr. Tony Bennett.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm thrilled to be here with you on this magnificent day because it's something that's so needed in the prayer that this really catches on. It will go across the whole country, and other cities will play the same kind of music because this is American tradition. This is something that's going to last forever. These are the artists that you just mentioned, the composers that you mentioned, is really American tradition, and I just consider it the best. In Britain, they call it light entertainment, and it's really the classical music of tomorrow.
Well, we're delighted that you're here to help us inaugurate, and can I impose on you to introduce the first song?
I'd like to start right from the very top with the king of the entertainment world, Frank Sinatra.
And there it was, so very simple, the end of the classical music era in New York's AM radio band. And the beginning of another tradition? We hope so.
I love you.
I heard you're awful sexy, but you look more like my grandfather.
Show me.
I don't know if I really like that. Hi, DXers, this is Market Scope, and I'm Phil Wayne. It's a brand new year, and I hope that everyone had a great holiday season. As you may have heard, WKRC, or the old WKRC as we know it, is no more. And Fred Vobey was there with tape recorder in hand.
Well, Phil, I'll tell you what happened. One day, I happened to be tuning around on 550 and just happened to hear that electronic voice starting up. And of course, doing a countdown. It was up to 300, so I rolled tape on him, and this is what I heard.
4 3 2 1
Hello, this is Ted McKay. You know, WKRC radio has been part of my life from the 1930s, growing up here in Cincinnati. Well, we never called it WKRC radio then. It was a radio station. All the stations were, well, WKRC, WLW, WCPO. Television hadn't
following on Monday
the yet, so it was
their broadcast WKRC came in loud and clear anyway. With the new 550 WLW. Here's what it sounded like.
It's 18 minutes until 8 o'clock, 7:42. Good morning. Nice to say that to you again. It is here at 550 WLW. WLW. Good morning. I'm Jerry Thomas. We've got traffic coming up. I guess you might say that's Bill Clinton's song. And I just think about that. Don't Stop Fleetwood Mac, Bill Clinton's song. He's a man after my own heart. Did you hear what he did Saturday? He went out and played golf. Now, he didn't just go out and play golf. He played golf in a mix of rain, sleet, and snow. He be as crazy as I am. And as he put on his golf shoes, Clinton turned to the reporters and he asked him, do you think this certifies me to be too nutty to be president? Is that a rhetorical question, Bill, or what? It's 7:45. We're in the helicopter. John, what be going on?
That reminds me of the time my dad put on his golf shoes to shovel the front walk, and he thought, well, what the hell, while I got him on. I'm going to get in a quick nine.
Yeah, grab them orange mamas and hit it.
There's an accident with injuries on Montgomery Road near Woodford. in Pleasant Ridge, the 6,000 block of Montgomery. I'm over Norwood now, headed that way. I'll give you a bird's-eye view of it in just a second. There's an accident. Madison and Taylor, Madison and Ridge, southbound, North Bend at Westwood Northern. A three-car wreck at Winton and 275. An accident with some injuries and a fire plug hit. This is not a contest. It's not to see who can outdo who on North Bend west of Daly. You're kind of crowded on 74 inbound between North Bend and 75, on and off slower than usual there. And you're on the brakes a little harder than normal on 71 at 275. That so far is unexplained. I've got an explanation for Hamilton near Knowlton's Corner. Right lane closed because it broke up and fell down into the road, into the earth. John Phillips, 550 WLW, helicopter traffic.
Thank you, John. I was just thinking, it's comforting to know we elected a man who doesn't have enough sense to come in out of the rain. So we can all identify with him. The weather here at 550 WLW. Occasional flurries this morning, possible freezing drizzle, high 35. Partly cloud each night, low 22. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a high of 38. Didn't it turn to winter awfully fast? Huh? Well, what happened? It just jumped into it there. I wasn't quite ready for it. It's 31 degrees right now. We got a wind chill of about 16. That's about a phase one on the brass monkey alert. It's no big deal, but just enough to make you move real quick when you go out for the morning paper. And speaking of that, I want to thank John Keyswitter for the nice article about what we're doing here at 550 WLW and at 700 WLW, now owned and operated by J-Corps. And it's nice to be part of this grand experiment. First time ever that it's been done in radio. It's exciting to be part of that. 13 until 8 o'clock, Larry Davis is going to bring us up to date with the news now.
President-elect Bill Clinton is heading to Washington once again today. It's his second post-election trip to the nation's capital. A Cincinnati co-ed critically injured in an Illinois fire. Details coming up at 7:55. I'm Larry Davis, 550 WLW.
Don Adams discovers hamburgers at wholesale savings.
Nothing else.
Nothing.
Nothing. That's right, nothing, man.
Last night, A Christmas Carol opened at Playhouse in the Park. Got good reviews. That's sort of a traditional thing. It comes back every year. You're not in the Christmas spirit, that'll get you there in a hurry. And I was seeing that the holiday skies are being featured now through the beginning of the year at the Cincinnati Museum of Natural History's Planetarium. That really is something to do and see if you've never done that. It's really a comfortable setting to view the skies and so forth. And see the stars. Now, speaking of seeing the stars, tomorrow would be a good day to do that, because Cystic Fibrosis Foundation's fifth annual Celebrity Waiter Luncheon happens tomorrow at the waterfront from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It costs $50 a person. It's for a good cause. You get a good lunch, and all the famous folk be waiting on you. I'm going to be there as well. I've taken my sign off. We'll talk on the radio for food, and I've thrown that away since I've finally gotten a job. But I'll be there along with other folks, so we'd like to see you there. If you're interested in showing up, here's a number to call for tickets. 533-9301.
A flu alert has been issued for Cincinnati.
Biggs for the best price in town on Advil Cold and Sinus, or Dristan Cold and Dristan Cold No Drowsy. You'll feel much better, and so will your wallet.
And today, about 10 o'clock, another broadcasting first. 550 WLW and 700 WLW midday simulcast with Mike McConnell, Kathy Lair, Randy Michaels. That'll be from 10 until noon. Then from noon until 2, Bill Wills asked the program director feature, what do you think of 550 WLW? What can we do with it? What do you like to see? What you don't like to see? And please, if you would like to say bad things about me and get me off the air, I want you to remember my name specifically so that you get it right and be specific about me when you tell Bill you don't want him on the air. My name is Gaylord Fudpucker. You got that?
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, because you know it don't matter anyway.
That word was spelled W-I-T-C-H, in case you're calling, what was that? Those Goofy Loops are gone. I tell you, there were some funny things in the Goofy Loops, embarrassing things on that as well, I pointed out. But some funny, funny stuff. And I have recorded some of the stuff that can be played mixed company, and we'll throw it in every once in a while. You can depend on 550 WLW for sports at 15 and 45 past the hour, mornings and afternoons. And this afternoon, Janine Coyle will be here to talk with you from 2 until 6 o'clock. We hope that you'll check in with her. She's a delight. And don't forget, tonight we have the
550 WLW Bengals line from Hooters on the river. You should pardon the expression. 5 minutes until 8, 7:55. Let's check in with news. We've got traffic and all that good stuff coming up.
550 WLW News. Good morning. I'm Larry Davis. A Cincinnati co-ed fights for her life. That story's on the way, but first, let's get an airborne traffic check, and here's John Phillips.
I got a wreck on Cross County Highway in a high-speed lane. Wrecker's been just now ordered. It's north and east of Galbraith Road there, between Galbraith and Ridge. How's that? An accident with injuries, 222 south of 133 in Felicity in the curves. Backup southbound 71 near the Kenwood cut of the hill, and again 275 to Cross County. Eastbound 74 down the hill from North Bend is slow. And the wreck is clear but still backed up on North Bend west of Daly. Right lane closed on Hamilton between Blue Rock and Spring Grove. John Phillips, 550 WLW, helicopter traffic.
Occasional flurries this morning with some possible freezing rain. A high today near 35 and partly cloudy tonight with a low of 22. And for tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 38 degrees. Right now it's 31 degrees at 550 WLW. Maybe an inch of snow on the ground this morning. Overnight flakes and freezing rain making for some tricky traveling overnight. A number of wrecks reported around the tri-state, and police had to shut down some entrance ramps leading to the Norwood Lateral. There are some school closings and delays this morning. Jerry Thomas with a complete list for you right here on 550 WLW. A Cincinnati co-ed is hanging on to dear life this morning. 21 at the box office over the weekend. The distinguished gentleman with Eddie Murphy and the bodyguard with Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston coming in at numbers 2 and 3. It's now 7:58 on 550 WLW.
Now that winter coughs are here, remember, Pabst Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
It's coming up on 8 o'clock. This is 550 WLW. Once again, some light snow falling and along with some freezing rain overnight. Maybe an inch of white stuff on the ground this morning, making for some tricky traveling. But so far, so good. The road crews have been out and about this morning. There have been some school closings and delays. Jerry Thomas will have that complete list for you coming up throughout the morning right here on 550 WLW. Weather-wise, occasional flurries this morning with possible freezing drizzle. High today near 35 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 22, and for tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 38. 31 degrees at 550 WLW Radio Cincinnati.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton. Good morning, Operation Restore.
And Phil, that's it. That's what the new WLWX WKRC 550 sounds in Cincinnati.
Well, gee, thanks a lot, Fred. It was kind of interesting, kind of a crazy format change, kind of a neat way that they did it to bring attention to the new sound and get people really interested in what's going to happen on Monday morning.
I hope Cincinnati really enjoys it.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome once again to Historical Moments in Radio Broadcasting as we start a new year. You know, each month at this time, we select from a plethora of sources of radio broadcasting memorabilia that go back to the late 1800s, actually. And we try to find some items that relate to modern-day broadcasting, rather than early spark gap or damped wave material, perhaps. And those of you who have subscribed to the DX Audio Service for some time know that we have read from books on the development of WNEW and WQXR and WLW, even WDEV in Waterbury, Vermont, a year or so ago, memory serves me right. My point here is that I'd be delighted to do some research on any aspect of radio lore you'd like to hear about, just so long as it's about broadcasting. Give me a shot. We'll give it a whirl. Well, this month I thought I'd experiment just a little with a rather familiar story idea. We've probably all heard some of the ways call letters were meant to stand for something over the years, and indeed many call letters do have a direct meaning, but I thought you might be amused, for a couple of minutes anyway, with an official listing of radio broadcast station slogans that were on file with the Federal Radio Commission as of March 1929. Now, the slogans I'm going to tell you often do not relate to the call letters of the station, and the list here is arranged alphabetically by call sign. We'll just do a few here to see how this goes. If you'd like to hear more, let us know. Tell Fred. KDYL, Salt Lake City, they used the slogan, On the Air Goes Everywhere. Kind of a tedious sort of thing, but KELW in Burbank was the white spot of the San Fernando Valley. I don't know what that means, and I don't think I'd go to work on that one either. That's what it was on file. KEX in Portland, claimed to be a public service necessity. You see, radio stations are licensed based on their public necessity and interest and need and all that stuff. A public service necessity, KEX. KFAB in Lincoln, home sweet home. That's all they'd say. KFBL in Everett, Washington, the voice of Puget Sound. Well, 50 watts. I don't know. Puget Sound, by the way, is rather large. And KFH, Wichita, Kansas Finest Hotel. In fact, KFH, Kansas Finest Hotel, yeah. But it goes on. It says, Kansas Finest Hotel in the very heart of God's country. KFKB, Milford, Kansas, the Sunshine Station in the heart of the nation. Yeah. KFKZ, Kirksville, Missouri, home of osteopathy. I hope they had good announcers for that one. KFNF in Shenandoah, Iowa, was known for neighborly folks. KFNF, yeah. That matches the call sign, okay. KGB, Music for the Sick in San Diego. Hey, I kid you not. Okay, this is almost as bad. KJBS, San Francisco, the voice of the storage battery. Yeah, they were at 1100 on the dial. Familiar. KOB, the Sunshine State. Hey, wait a minute. That isn't right. That's in New Mexico. Florida's a... Oh, what are you going to do? KQV, the Smoky City. And that's true. No, now you wonder how they ever survived. I don't know how they got away with some of those. I mean, you know, with the public. You talk about lousy PR. I'm now looking back at a 1929 edition of the popular magazine Citizens Radio Callbook Magazine and Scientific Digest. Here's an ad on page 43 for the new 1930 Robertson Davis radio. They loaned one to the well-known Joseph Baskey of Chicago, apparently the preeminent DXer of the day. Joe received 580 stations, the ad proclaims. All verified, and of those 580 stations, 120 were foreign stations. 80 of them came from across the ocean. There were 48 California stations received during Mr. Baskey's tests of the Robertson-Davis receiver. And, well, it isn't my point to make fun of the radios or their accomplishments, but I am interested that in 1929 they were still making a strong sales pitch for new radio designs, that, you know, for the average home living room, that were based on DXing. Well, as we start a new year, we can look back on stations that have started their corporate lives during January's. KGO started January 8, 1924, and KVOO, Tulsa's Big Voice, in 1925. WIOD from the real Sunshine State in 1926, and 850 in Knoxville, WUTK, started during January 1989. For Historical Moments in Radio Broadcasting, I'm John Bowker.
Hello again, everyone. Ken Honest Chuck here from Homewood, Illinois, with a DX Audio Service with your late sports report. And I have the most complete NBA radio TV lineups you'll find anywhere. And here we go right into it. The Atlanta Hawks can be heard on 640 WGST in a network of 25 stations with Steve Holman. The Boston Celtics can be heard on 590 WEEI in a network of 43 stations with Glenn Ordway and Jerry Sichting, as Johnny Most, I believe, is retired. Charlotte Hornets can be heard on 1110 WBT in a network of 33 stations with Matt Pinto and Gary Valancourt, as Joe McGregor won't be there this year or is on television. The Chicago Bulls, the repeat champion Bulls, can be heard on 670 WMAQ and a network of 36 stations, again with Neil Funk and Tom Borwinkel. The Cleveland Cavaliers can be heard on 1100 WWWE in a network of 34 stations with veteran Joe Tate. Dallas Mavericks can be heard on 820 WBAP in a network of 37 stations with Ted Davis and Alan Stone. The Denver Nuggets can be heard on 850 KOA in a network of 20 stations, and Jeff Kingery is back at the mic. Detroit Pistons will be heard on 950 WWJ in a 27-station network with George Blaha, Mark Champion, and Greg Kelzer. The Houston Rockets, both in English and Spanish, In English, the flagship 740 KTRH and a network of 29 other stations, with Greg Peterson and Jim Foley calling the action. Spanish 1320 KXYZ with Rolando Becerra and Alex Lopez. The Golden State Warriors can be heard only on 680 KNBR with veteran Greg Papa. The Indiana Pacers on 1260 WNDE in a network of 25 stations with Mark Boyle, a new announcer. Los Angeles Clippers will be back with a new station, 710 KMPC in a network of seven others, and called by Ralph Lawler and Rich Moretta. And the Los Angeles Lakers, as it seems for every year, KLAC with Chick Hearn and Stu Lance on a network of 18 stations. The Miami Heat in English and Spanish. In English, 560 WQAM and a network of five others with Dave Halberstam. And in Spanish, an 830 WRFM with Jose Pineda. The Milwaukee Bucks on 620 WTMJ and a network of 37 stations with Jim Irwin and John McLaughlin. The Minnesota Timberwolves on 1130 KFAN Sports Radio and a network of 50 stations called by Kevin Harlan and Tom Hanneman. The New Jersey Nets on 1130 WNEW and a network of four stations with Howard David, Jim Spanarkel, and Michael Korn. Watch out in case that New York station changes call letters soon. The New York Knicks will be heard on 660 WFAN Sports Radio and a network of five stations with Mike Breen and Walt Frazier. Jim Carvelis was replaced. The Orlando Magic have also changed stations to 580 WDBO and a network of 18 other stations with David Steele. Philadelphia 76ers on 610 WIP Sports Radio with a network of 10 stations with new announcer Jim Kozimer. Continuing, the Portland Trail Blazers on 1190 KEX on a network of 34 stations with Bill Shonley and Mike Rice. The Phoenix Suns on 620 KTAR on a network of 12 stations with Al McCoy and ex-coach Cotton Fitzsimmons. The Sacramento Kings on 1530 KFBK on a network of 5 stations with Gary Garuld and Jim Ray. And San Antonio, in English, 1200 WOAI with Jay Howard at the mic, plus a network of 12 stations. In Spanish, 720 KSAH with Armando Quintero. The Seattle Supersonics back on 950 KJR with Kevin Calabro and a network of 19 stations. The Utah Jazz on 570 KISN and a network of 21 stations with Rod Hunley and Ron Boone. And finally, the Washington Bullets on 1500 WTOP with Charlie Slows and a network of 15 stations.
Hi, this is Fred Bobe from the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, and on this edition, I thought I'd tell you a little bit about my medium wave broadcast beacons. Now, before you go running to your World Radio TV handbook and looking up some beacon listings, let me explain a little bit further. As many of you know, when you broadcast band DXing, certain frequencies tend to yield certain stations. For example, here in West Central Ohio, when I'm listening to 610 kHz, I can usually count on hearing WTVN out of Columbus, Ohio. On 620, WTMJ out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 630, CFCO out of Chatham, Ontario, etc., etc. Now, a lot of times you find that the band tends to change, especially during the winter months, and sometimes you can yield some exotic DX because of that, and it's just a matter of knowing when the band changes. Now, to know that information, what I have done is assign some clear channel stations what I call beacon status. And that's nothing more than just using those stations as a reference point for how strong the skip might be in a certain distance and a certain angle. Now, what I've done is to pick four stations which are in a circle around me. And these stations, of course, have generally a certain field strength which comes into the Lima, Ohio area. Therefore, if their signal strength changes for a reason, it's either got to be A, a transmitter problem, or B, that the band or the skip is changing. So I use these as indicators. Now, the stations I use, for example, to the west, I use WBBM on 780 in Chicago, Illinois. To the north, WJR at 760 in Detroit, Michigan. To the east, WABC on 770 in New York City. And then to the south, WSB on 750 in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, all four of these stations tend to throw in a certain signal strength into Lima, Ohio. So when they either get louder or get more faint, I have to suspect that there is going to be some band conditions on the AM band, which might tend to change the odds in my favor. Here's how it works. One night I was listening to the broadcast band and noted that WJR on 760 out of Detroit, Michigan, that's to the north of me, was getting kind of weak, and I could hear some interference behind them. Also, I noted that on 750, WSB out of Atlanta, Georgia, was a little bit stronger than they usually were. Usually they're about an S5. This night they're about S9, and at some times they even peaked at 10 over. So I got on the broadcast band and started moving around. And what did I find? I found that when WSB was stronger, also some of the other southern stations were also a lot louder than they normally are, i.e. WOAI on 1200 out of San Antonio, Texas. But I also noted some other stations which I never have heard were in there very, very strong. This is probably due to being in a what they call a rural condition. However, I don't care what they call it. I'll nab the stations and take the DX report and send them a reception report and see if I can get a QSL from them. And indeed I did. I nailed down four new stations in my log. What actually happened was that night is that I have a local station on 940 kilohertz here in Lima, Ohio, but I was able to hear WMAZ. And WMAZ is a station which is down in the southernmost part of the United States. And it just so happened that because of the way the band changed, it brought up their signal strength to a point where it was actually usable to me. Now, this also happens on other directions, too, where I've noted, say, WABC starts to get very, very weak, WBBM starts to come up, and then I have to suspect that the DX is starting to come out of the west. So, you know, maybe it might not hurt to assign yourself some beacon stations in your area, and then that way you got an idea of just when the band might turn in your favor.
Keep a song of joy inside your heart, and even though the time has come for us to part, we'll be together soon and time will fly, 'cause we never really
before we say goodbye to this edition of the DX Audio Service, I have to make some mentions that I forgot on the December 1992 edition of the DX Audio Service. As you can guess, with everything that was going on around that time, my mind was a little preoccupied and, well, things were a little hectic, and I completely forgot to make mention of this subject on last month's edition. So let's get right back into it and talk about this right now. You know, the DX Audio Service does not survive without a good team of people. And now you're probably thinking, first of all, that I'm going to be talking about the editors. Well, I will be in just a second. But really, I'd like to make mention to the membership of the DX Audio Service. You know, that the DX Audio Service people that put it together, the editors and myself and everyone, no one gets paid for doing this job. It's a volunteer job, and in fact, a lot of times we take money out of our own pockets just to make things work. And the only payment we get is the kind words and the letters and cards and messages on the computer system and phone calls, which, believe me, that's what makes it all worthwhile putting together this magazine. Knowing that you, the membership, enjoy listening to the magazine and that you get something out of it and you appreciate our hard work. But now let's turn the accolades over to the editors. Again, we got a fine team, some hardworking people. John Bowker, Phil Wayne, Jerry Starr, Ken Honestchuck, of course, Ken Chatterton back there in the great state of New York, who helps us out with publications and a lot of guidance, too. It's a fantastic team, and of course, one last team, and that is Debbie and Connie, who helped me out in doing the mailings and the database and everything else here in Lima. So without those three teams merged together, we couldn't get through 1992, let alone 93 or any future years. Thanks, everyone, for all the hard work in 1992. And we're looking forward to more years to come. And in 95, we'll say, here's another 10 years of DX Audio Service. 7-3, and good DX to you.
Goodbye.
The DX Audio Service is produced in the studios of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031 in Lima, Ohio, 45802. Good night. Connie, you ready to go and get some hot chocolate?
You bet.
Okay, come on, let's go.